Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, your host, and I want to remind you that we are inside Digital Ignition. Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, and a fantastic break room with outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. I am delighted today to welcome a chief executive angel, my favorite title ever, Chrissy Escobedo, Office Angels. She's the founder, actually, and chief executive angel of Office Angels. Welcome, Essie.
John, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's always great to be with you.
Thank you.
Now, you have got a great history and background. I want to tell everybody first about Office Angels, when you started it and why, and the folks that you serve.
I started Office Angels in 2001. Back then, we had a big recession. I saw lots of talent leaving corporate America. I observed mainly the women. At the same time, high-speed internet came in. Before then, it was dial-up. And at the same time, which I call the perfect alignment of the planets, PCs got to be very affordable, and I would overhear people saying that they were setting up their home offices. And I said to myself, what in the world is a person going to do with a home office? And then I said, I said, here's all this talent, and they have a home office set up. Well, how are they going to find work? And I, at that point in my journey, I had been a small business owner for 25 years, building a very nice business with my husband. And so I said, you know, somebody needs to help these women find the work, make the match, negotiate the deal, mentor and facilitate and help them succeed. So that's when I founded Office Angels. And so since then, 18 years, I have been, I call myself a professional matchmaker. I help small business clients and nonprofits and associations who do not need an employee but need to get the work done. And so we offer the services, back office support, on an as-needed basis.
So you were the gig economy before there was a gig economy, right?
Exactly. I had no clue. When we started, there was no social media.
Right.
There was none of what we now take for granted. I don't know. It just happened.
Well, in this area that you operate in, so the Alpharetta, North Fulton, you know, Johns Creek, you know, this wider area has a lot of stay-at-home moms, professionals that are, they've got other things they need to attend to, let's put it like that. Not just kids, maybe an elderly parent or whatever, but a big proportion of those professionals that would like to be busy and would like to keep their mind going.
Exactly. They like to keep their skills honed,
sure,
their minds engaged, and work in the fields that they love and have a lot of experience in. A huge demographic today are professionals who are winding down their careers. They do not want to go out to pasture. they want to stay engaged.
Yeah, and so you had quite a talent pool to draw on when you started your business, and you continue to have that, right?
Well, when I first started, it was just me. And it was really serendipity.
Were the chief executive dishwasher, right? I mean, in addition to the angel, right?
I didn't have any angels when I started.
Right.
And I sort of did some test marketing to figure out what services to offer, how to price things, and who to go after. And I took a little bitty ad out in the Alpharetta Review and News. And I just wanted to test market. And then I decided to do a full page. Twice a year they have a newcomer's guide. And I took out a full page to sort of tell my story. And lo and behold, for whatever set of reasons, I didn't get in there. I called my rep and she said, they ran out of space. So I said to her, and then, I was prepared. She asked me the magic question, what can we do to make this up to you? And I said, well, you've got this reporter who does a front page story on new businesses. Send him over to my office with a camera.
I love it.
So they ended up doing a whole write-up, which I didn't have to pay for.
Yeah, sure.
Now, that I consider that the launch of my company.
Wow.
Not because I got so many new clients. I was inundated with wannabe angels. Mm. And that's what told me that I had a viable business, because I would never run out of talent. And so since then, I've been blessed. I truly have these fabulous angels, and they refer their friends and colleagues and neighbors, and I have grown my angel pool. So they come from all walks of life. They're marketing executives and executive admins and accountants and bookkeepers and people who do special projects, CRM systems, writers, copy editors, proofreaders, graphic designers, you name it.
So I want to get into what the different services that come out of that, but let's distinguish Office Angels from a traditional staffing company, because it's not the same thing.
Well, first of all, I'm looking for people who really want to serve. It's not just people who want to make some extra bucks. They have to have the servant mindset. They really have to want to make a difference in the life of the small business owner. And so that's number one. Number two, they all come by referral. We do a very thorough vetting process on top of that. I conduct an interview. I want to make sure that the person that I'm bringing on board has that servant mindset, but is also a self-reliant person who can hit the ground running, that needs minimal to no oversight, that is professional, all of the things that we want in someone, trustworthy, of course. And I think that that's really where it makes the difference. You just can't get somebody off of the internet that you don't even know who they are.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, I laugh because it's true how people do that, right? I mean, they don't really vet people they see on the internet. They see something and they believe it, but they don't really vet that person.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people, of course, we're all looking to bring in services at the most cost-effectively, but I always say you have to really look at the value and not worry about the cost, how much per hour. You can have someone at a very low price point. I get lots of clients who have already gone the route of hiring admins over there in Philippines or wherever, And they're just not getting the value. I mean, they're paying a low price, a very low price, but they're not getting results. And after all, what good does it do if it's not helping you grow your business?
Sure, sure. So, Issy, talk about the different services that you provide. I mean, you mentioned the disciplines that some of your angels have, but talk about how that translates into the services you provide.
Our core businesses are basically what every business needs. Bookkeeping, light accounting represents a good third of our business because every business needs it. And most small business owners, they don't have the time or the inclination or the expertise to do their own books. And if they try to do it, it turns out to be a mess. Another core business area is what I call executive admin support. A lot of our clients work solo. They're consultants or coaches, people who don't have support staff. So we have executive admins who can help them with appointments and calendaring and preparing documents and, you know, a myriad of chores over there. And then the third category, I call it marketing support, which would include ghostwriting, copy editing, proofreading, graphic design, web updates, some web design, et cetera.
Social media. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Folks, we're speaking with Issy Escobedo, and she is the Chief Executive Angel at Office Angels. So how does the process work? So a client comes to you and says, I need help. Talk about what you take a client through.
Often a client will come, and they're at that point where they know that if they don't get help, their business is not going to grow. They're at that very painful time when they have to take off the hats. They can no longer try to grow their business doing it all. So I sit with them, and most of the time I give them a homework assignment. I said, I want you, as you go about your daily routine, I want you to jot down tasks in no particular order, just as you perform them or not. Things that are on the piled up that you're procrastinating about. I said procrastination is a very good indicator of the things that you need to outsource. Either you don't like to do it, don't want to do it, don't have time to do it, don't know how to do it. You know, so you need to outsource that. And then they come back to me, and we go through that list, and we prioritize the list. And I say, having a big picture of all of the tasks that at some point in time could readily be outsourced helps me handpick an angel candidate that can grow with that business owner. And we don't have to start off with the whole list. We can start off with one task. I say we'll take baby steps. We'll learn how to communicate effectively in the relationship. And number one, we have to earn your trust. Number two, we have to demonstrate that our services, in fact, more than pay for themselves.
Sure.
And so once we can affect that, then the business owner is very eager to offload more tasks.
A little bit of at a time helps, right? So I'm interested, though, in how business owners get to that point where and we've got a lot of business owners as listeners, and maybe one of their biggest problems is learning how to outsource tasks, right?
Right. That's the hardest thing. I'm a business owner. It's hard to let go. You feel that, okay, if you bring somebody else in, they're not going to represent you well. They're going to not perform up to your standards. But the truth be known, you cannot grow a business all by yourself. It's impossible. And so most of the time, they're in pain. They come when they're in pain. And they have to alleviate the pain.
Right, right.
And, you know, people, like, for example, a client was, he's a home inspector, and he can do 2 home inspections in a day. They take about 4 hours each one. Okay, so he was at the point where he had no life. So he would get home from doing his 2 inspections. He'd have to write up the reports, download, upload the photographs. Then he'd have to go and confirm the appointments and answer the phones and schedule things and create invoices. And he was up at night. He couldn't be with his family on the weekends. He truly did not have a life. So something had to give.
Sure.
So he was referred, and I had an angel that worked with him 1 hour every morning, 5 days a week. So that was 5 hours a week. Turned his whole life around, because he would send her the photographs, and she would upload them into the reports. And, you know, by the time he got through with his day, she had confirmed his appointments. She had generated the invoices, et cetera, et cetera. So he got his life back.
Well, and you were talking about you have to show that you're worth it. I mean, when you're giving a business owner who is also a family man or family woman, as the case may be, when you're giving them time back, that's priceless, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, why do we go into business for ourselves in the first place? Because mm-hmm. We want to be in control of our life. We want to have a life,
right?
but most small business owners end up being enslaved to their business, and I don't like that. I think we should have joy. I think that's why we're here on this earth, to have joy. And you can't have joy if you're doing nothing but working all the time. And it's sad to me, because a lot of business owners burn out. And they end up not growing their business because they don't have time to fill their pipeline. They're the service provider.
Sure.
So it's what I call the chicken and feathers syndrome. You know, you got a chicken in the pot because you're working with a good client, and then that engagement terminates, and now you're back to square one because
right.
you haven't spent the time filling that pipeline.
Sure.
So...
Folks, we're speaking with Essie Escobedo, and she's the Chief Joy Officer at Office Angels.
I like that.
Yeah, you like that? I think that's a pretty good title as well, in addition to Chief Executive Angel. So I think you've answered this question, but how do I know that I need your services?
When you're not having fun.
Yeah, I do the answer. when you don't have joy, right?
Or when you go to your tax accountant with your QuickBooks file, and they take one look at it, and they say, "What's this? I can't do anything with this file."
Right.
Go
yeah.
to call Essie, get her angel to clean you up, and then come back and see me. That's a hint.
Yeah, boy, that's more than a hint right there. That's a strong suggestion, right? Yeah. No, so I guess maybe a better way to ask the question is, okay, Essie, I know I need you, but how do we start? Because there's a lot of different tasks that maybe I need to outsource. Do you walk through with a client and talk to them about, you know, all their different pain points and go at it that way, or how do you do it?
Well, they usually come with one area of concern, and we talk about that, and we just work up a game plan. We sit down and talk about let's come up with a game plan on how we can get this work done cost effectively, efficiently, and free the business owner up to just do what they do. you know, most of our clients, of course, are service-based companies, and they are the service providers. So they need, their focus is on providing that service to their client and not taking care of the minutia that is necessary to keep that business humming and to enable it to grow. I like to start off with one area. And to me, honestly, the most important area for me is the bookkeeping. Because if you don't have a really good handle on your financials, you may delude yourself into thinking that you're making money, or you may be spending your limited resources and your time in an area that's not generating a good bottom line profit for you. So you've got to look at those financials and have a good business advisor. I know a good one. His name is John Ray.
Who's that guy?
Who can sit down with you and say, hey, you know, maybe let's focus on this product or service and let this other one go.
Right.
Or maybe it may be your pricing. Your pricing may be totally off. But a lot of business owners, they say, oh, you know, this, I need to get some numbers together for my tax accountant so they could generate my tax returns. And I say, that's probably the least important reason.
That comes as a shock to a lot of folks, right? Because they think bookkeeping is just about getting the numbers together for taxes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. In other words, hey, we need numbers, so and you should have a balance sheet, a P&L, a cash flow statement every single month. And a lot of business owners, they don't want to look. They don't want to know.
It might get better if they don't look, right? Yeah. I've seen that before. S.E. Escobedo, Chief Executive Angel of Office Angels. So give some idea. You mentioned a few different types of clients you work with, consultants, what have you. Talk about, give some examples of folks that you work with and maybe how you've helped them.
We have clients all over the country. I'm working with coaches, a lot of coaches who are executive coaches and career coaches and HR coaches, consultants, change management consultants and M&A consultants and people who work with nonprofit organizations. Have a new client, and it's St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church.
Oh, wow.
I've got one of my angels who is helping them. They're outsourcing their marketing, and she's helping them put their programs together every week. Let me see, who else? Doing a lot of bookkeeping, especially this time of year. Helping a company that is a IT consulting company with their bookkeeping. Helping another company with their books. They're a handyman type of company. We've got landscapers and some attorneys we help who work solo. Some CPA firms.
Well, so in other words, you work with a lot of different folks, a lot of different disciplines, a lot of different sectors. So there's probably not many people you cannot help in some way that need outsourced services.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of times small businesses do not need to hire an employee because the tasks that need to be taken care of are in a lot of different areas, so there's not one person who has that expertise, but they're also small. In other words, most of our engagements are 5 hours a month, 10 hours a month, and it's as needed. So if you don't need the service, you're not paying for something that you can't utilize.
Sure.
If you hire an employee, you're going to find busy work for them, or they're sitting there twiddling their thumbs waiting for some work to come in.
Right.
And you still got to pay them. So this is a very lean, mean way of doing business.
I love it. So do you have capacity for more angels? Talk about that side of it, because it sounds like you're always looking for good angels.
Oh, you can never have too many angels.
Right.
But here's the thing. There's a lot that goes into making a match. Aside from the skill set, you've got to have someone who, if a client needs someone to come to the office, if not all the time, then periodically. So you've got to find someone who's in proximity. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. You've got someone who's got the bandwidth, who's got the technological expertise with so many different kinds of software out there. So there's a lot that goes into the matchmaking process, and I developed an extensive questionnaire where I get good input from my prospective angels as to what would be a good fit for them. And I really do believe that they have to be excited about the opportunity. They have to really want to do this. And I tell them, I said, don't accept an opportunity that you're really not excited about, because if you're not excited, you're not going to really do a top-notch job. Your heart's not going to be into it. I will go through several interviews before I decide on which candidate I'm going to present to the client. And when I get to that place, I'm usually have a good track record. It's usually that one that's the right fit.
Yep.
And then we engage into a client agreement. We go to work.
So you've got a great track record in a lot of ways, and one of those ways, is you were awarded the Business Person of Excellence by the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce last year. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very honored. Very honored.
But before we came on the air, you mentioned that your awards started in first grade. You want to tell everybody about that?
I was the valedictorian of my first grade class, and I have my medal. And I do wear it on occasion.
I love it. So you started early on the award circuit.
Awards are great. It's great to be recognized. But I'll be honest, I am rewarded every single day. I really do feel that I am doing the work that God placed me on this earth to do. Because I am helping so many small businesses and nonprofits grow and flourish and have joy. And likewise, for my angels, they can do the work that they love to do on their own terms. So that's my reward.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Essie Escobedo, she's the Chief Executive Angel of Office Angels. So Essie, for those that would like more information, they're in pain, they need some pain relief, how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, I'm easy to get a hold of. You can call me on the phone, 770-442-9246. You can email me, Essie, at officeangels, that's plural, .us. Oh, that's it.
That's it, yeah. Call her up, Essie Escobedo, Office Angels. And officeangels.us. So if they want to check you out, you've got some great, I noticed I was looking at your website, by the way, and you've got some great testimonials from angels
right. That
talk about how much they love doing the work they do. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we just, gave our website a facelift, and one of my web angels took care of it for me. And my marketing angel wrote all the content. I don't have to do very much.
You've got built-in outsourcing, right? I love it. You've got the best of the bunch. I love it. Essie Escobedo, Office Angels, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Absolutely. And folks, I want to remind you that we have got a great archive of shows after 3 years of this studio being open here in the North Fulton area. We've done about 130 or so shows. We've had over 400 guests that have come through this studio through our various shows. So go to northfulton.businessradiox.com. Check us out there. Some not only this show, but other shows that we produce and promote. Search and you'll find a number of terrific subject matter experts like Essie that we've had the good fortune to interview here in the studio. Also connect with us on social media, North Fulton BRX, whether that's on Facebook, on LinkedIn. We'd love to see you there as well. So for Essie Escobedo, I'm John Ray. This has been another edition of North Fulton Business Radio.